Fat Books Radio on the air once again. Show number 24 coming at you with some good stuff, some new music, some classics, like we always do it here at Fat Books Radio. Thank you for checking out this Fat Cast, show number 24. Thank you for the emails and the love you've been sending us. We appreciate it. We like getting out the good music to you. And, of course, we've got just some phenomenal stuff for you on this show. Going to kick it off with something brand new from Beyonce, Deja Vu. Now, I know you're saying, okay, Beyonce, a lot of airplay, tired of that Deja Vu. But you know how we do it here at Fat Books Radio. Not the version you've been hearing. This is the Bama Boys mix. So I think you'll like that, Beyonce and Jay-Z. Coming up after that, something you may not have heard, Nasly with World of Love, a nice song, and then a classic from Prince, who's, you know, Prince is always third on the show, Lady Cab Driver, full version. Prince will be back later in the show with something else, too, because we're going to do a double shot of Prince on this show later on. We're going to have some Kanye West, some John Legend, some Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson. We've got the Beastie Boys. We've got a ton of good stuff. Also, something brand new from Fergie. No, not London Bridge, because, again, we know you know what that sounds like. You've been hearing that ad nauseum, so we're not going to play that one, but we got something brand new from Fergie coming up later. Show number 24 coming at you. Thanks for tuning in. Here we go. Deja Vu. Beyonce. Miss Bootylicious herself. Good Lord. And Jay-Z. The Bama Boys remix here on Fat Books Radio.
808. Jay.
Ready?
Let's go get 'em.
Come on. Used to run bass like Bump, yeah. Now run the bass, hi-hat, and the snare. Used to bag girls like Perky Bags. Now back B.
Boy, you hurtin' that.
Brooklyn Bay, where the birth be at. Now be everywhere, the nerve of rap. The audacity to have me with them curtains back. Me and B, she about to sting, stand back.
Baby, seem like everywhere I go, I seek you. From your eyes, a smile, it's like I breathe you. Helplessly, I reminisce, don't want to compare nobody to you.
Difference, one you taking vein while the other you sniffing it still dope. Popo try to convict them, that's a no go. My dough keep the scales tipping like foe, like I'm from the H O U S T O N blow. Win, so Chicago of him, is he the best ever? That's the argument. I don't make the list, don't be mad at me. I just make the hits like a factory. I'm just one to one, nothing after me. No deja vu, just me and my own.
Thank you.
Now look, girlfriend, I got you over here so I could tell you, you know, it's gonna be kind of hard for me, but look, that jigger of yours last night, I saw him in the club, he was talking to this
no,
girl.
No, I don't wanna hear
hold
about
on
this.
A second, he was rubbing booties, he was trying
I don't
to-
care, I don't care.
Look, I'm your best friend and I'm just
yeah,
trying to
yeah, but you're just my best friend. I gotta be there for my, there for my man. I trust him. I'm gonna be there for him.
Listen, I will be there for you. Whenever you need a friend, I will give you all my love.
The world around me disappeared when you walked in. Even though you were hanging out with my best friend, when he began, though the pain in your heart would let me in. Oh, what she did
you wrong,
did to you,
tore the world apart.
I promise you'll always have my heart. I'll be there for you when you need a friend. I will give you
taking your mommy home. No phone, nobody, nobody else is there. When you show me that you care, when you're lying
to me,
I'm so
alive.
The best of you, the best of me, the rest of me.
I'm not afraid to die.
ask questions. Promise, tell you no lies. Trouble winds are blowing, I'm growing cold. Get me out of here, I feel I'm gonna die. Lady, cab driver, roll up your window fast.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Fat Books Radio here at www.fatbooks.com. That was Prince, of course, with Lady Cab Driver. Very funky song. Also some just phenomenal guitar work. And you remember when brothers used to actually have guitars? Do you even see brothers with guitars anymore in popular music? There might be one or two brothers out there, maybe Lenny Kravitz, but just don't see brothers with guitars anymore. And even Run DMC back in the day, King of Rock, classic songs like that. You know, some guitar riffs here and there, but oh well, we are in a different era, I suppose. But that was Prince, Lady Cab Driver. Right before that, we had Nasley. You probably haven't heard that one, but just a nice song nonetheless with World of Love. And we kicked it off with Deja Vu, Beyonce, Jay-Z, the Bama Boys mix. And before we get back to the music, another props shout out to the Solano Warriors Pee Wee football team handling their business once again today, beating the Sacramento Grant Chargers 21-0, setting up a titanic battle next week with the perennial powerhouse Richmond Steelers. That's sure to be a phenomenal football contest coming up on the island, Mare Island in Vallejo, next Saturday. Get your tickets now. Surely going to be a head knocker. The Richmond Steelers and the Solano Warriors next week, Mare Island, a titanic battle of youth football. Come out and support the young men. Battle for first place, too. The Steelers are undefeated. Solano 3-1. So the winner will be tied for first. Get your tickets early. All right. So let's get back to the music. Kicking off the second set, so soulful, Kanye West and John Legend off a hard-to-find EP. You know, I go dumpster diving in these vinyl record shops. Never tell you where, though, of course. DJs never reveal their secrets. So soulful, something with Kanye and John Legend. After that, we're going to have Storyteller by the Incorporated Thing Band, produced by Dr. Funkenstein himself, George Clinton. And we're going to end the third set with something brand new from Fergie, All That I Got with Will I Am. Thank you for tuning in to Fat Books Radio. Here we go. Kanye, John Legend, so soulful here. www.fatbooks.com.
Yeah, DC, stand up for your boy Kyrie. Oh, I go by the name of Kanye to the rock is in the building. And as far as I'm concerned, we about to bring that real soul back to the game. John Legend on the backgrounds, by the way. Let's go. From what I hear, Kanye is killing the game very bad. My girl rocking the little lamb that Mary had. Little bit of ghosty style. Mix of Moses style. I'm versatile. I'm the poster child. Getting cheese, so I'm supposed to smile. Get it? We making hits like Sosa now. Hit it. And I hate when girls acting bougie as hell. And I already seen them naked like Blue Cane Trail. If I talk to people like they stupid as hell, do that mean I gonna make my kids be stupid as well? Well, our father, please forgive me. I am a sinner slash winner slash soul inventor. Come, it's so soulful, man. It's so soulful, man. So soulful, man. And when you hear it, swear it feel like soul food, man. It's so soulful, man. It's so soulful, man. It's so soulful, man. And when you hear it, swear it feel like soul food, man.
Look, my mommy don't be playing, cause she know I got my game intact. I spit them lines that make a rapper have a brain attack. And chickens know that I'ma do it how I wanna do it. And miscommunication, no, we never run into it. I got chicks like Simone and Kyla. Stay with lip gloss and Fendi bag beside her. And your girl said, you ain't ready for me. I'm in love, so mommy got me singing Tina Marie. High above the Giovanni, she ain't Gucci and Prada. Chillin' in the Marada, studying like a scholar. So I don't even bother, I be popping my collar. I can get into your soul when I call you tomorrow. Come on. It's so soulful, man. It's so soulful, man. So soulful, man. And when you hear it, swear it feel like soul food, man. It's so soulful, man. It's so soulful, man. It's so soulful, man. And when you hear it, swear it feel like soul food, man.
Trade it all. I'd rather catch up on my paper and evade them all. You saw losers pick the wrong guy to take the fall. I'll probably trade in the fall for what they making the fall.
Went from a never quiet was to an overnight buzz. Cause the way I flip a metaphor, nobody quite does. By the time I leave the club, I'm weighing the pros and cons. Cause he must have been a pro the way she approached the cons. And Carmen is the army, money boss on me. So JB hopping out while I'm trying to do my laundry. But I ain't even sorry for the way I get my dough. Cause J, Kyrie, and Con got that food for you, so go. It's so soulful, man. It's so soulful, man. So soulful, man. And when you hear it, swear it feel like soul food, man. It's so soulful, man. It's so soulful, man. It's so soulful, man. And when you hear it, swear it feel like soul food, man.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Fat Books Radio here at www.fatbooks.com. That was Fergie, All That I Got. Got the nice Lionel Richie Zoom feel going on behind there. Right before that, we had Storyteller, George Clinton's Fingerprints All Over It Incorporated thing, band, and we kicked off the second set with So Soulful, Kanye West and John Legend. And as always, if there's something you want to hear, drop us an email, goodmusic@fatbooks.com, goodmusic@fatbooks.com. Keep sending the love to everyone you know. Tell them there's a place to get some phenomenal music that you may not have heard before. Coming at you very, very hard, week in and week out. Now, you know, we try to be every week, but we don't always make it. You know how life is, but we get it up there when we can. Goodmusic@fatbooks.com if it's something you want to hear. Goodmusic@fatbooks.com. Kicking off the third set, Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson, Scream Louder, which is a Flight Time remix. Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam all over that one. Right after that, Interactive, the Beastie Boys, another remix, the Galactic remix. And we're going to end the third set with, as promised, Prince once again with Insatiable. Wonder Who Martha Is. You'll know who I'm talking about when you hear the song. Just some serious beats. Slow jam from Prince. We don't do that many slow jams on Prince, but got a slow jam coming from Prince with Insatiable. We'll be back after the third set. We're going to close it out with some comedy. We haven't had any comedy here in a while, and I'll tell you about it in just a minute. Let's get back to the music. Scream Louder, Janet, Michael, Flight Time, Terry Lewis, Jimmy Jam, all over it. Scream Louder. Here we go. www.fatbooks.com.
intergalactic planets are big, planets are green. Intergalactic, 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 intergalactic planets are big, planets are green. Intergalactic planets are big, planets are green. Intergalactic, 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 intergalactic, intergalactic.
From the family tree of old school hip hop.
Drop!
Now when I run-
intergalactic planetary.
Thank you. slow, baby, and let's unwind.
Do you really want all my clothes off?
Yes.
What are you gonna do to prove it?
Aren't you afraid we're gonna be found out?
Let's get on with the show.
Turn the lights down low.
Doesn't my body look good in the shadows? Baby, what would you do? Have you done this before?
I don't know.
You say you want my hips up in the air. Oh no, I don't care.
Welcome back to Fat Books Radio. That was my man Prince doing it once again, Insatiable, here on www.fatbooks.com. Right before that, we had the Beastie Boys, Intergalactic, the Galactic Remix, and we kicked it off with a song that was just phenomenal. Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, Scream Louder, the Flight Time Remix, and we're going to get up out of here with some comedy. But right before that, my man TJ emailed in, said I made a reference to viral marketing a couple weeks ago. Maybe it was last show. I'm not sure. I can't really remember. But he just wanted to know, what does that mean? Viral marketing is a marketing technique where it's strictly word of mouth, hand to hand, kind of like a virus, you know, it just spreads. And that's exactly what's going on with this show, viral marketing in effect. So, TJ, there's your answer. That's what viral marketing is. So we appreciate it. And in that vein, spread it a little bit more. Send it out to everybody you know. Send the email link. Tell them that there's some phenomenal music on the internet, music that you may not have heard, at www.fatbooks.com. We thank you as always. So we're going to end show number 24 with comedy. We haven't had any comedy in a while, so we're going to end it with some Godfrey Cambridge. You may have seen Godfrey Cambridge in Watermelon Man, a classic movie. He also was in some black exploitation movies. Was in Cotton Comes to Harlem, which was incidentally written by one of my favorite authors, Chester Himes. What's up, Butterscotch? I know you're listening. I'm a Chester Himes fan. Godfrey Cambridge, Middle Income Frustrations, and Blockbusting. Some old comedy, but still relevant in these days. So we appreciate it. Show number 24 in the books. Godfrey Cambridge, comedy for you to get your weekend on with a laugh. Thank you, www.fatbooks.com. We'll see you next time. Check it out.
And so with the success thing, you know, with the whole success motivation, you find that your life is changing. Like, for example, my wife tells me, you know, she says, now we're doing better. We got to move to a different place. I said, what do you mean move to a different place? I'm happy here. I got thick walls. I got a high ceiling. I got toilets that when you flush them, it don't sound like the thresher is sinking, you know. Why do I have to move into a new modern building which is terribly constructed? And my wife says, well, look, honey, if you pick it, that new building, you got to move in there to prove that you want to get in there in the first place. So we went out looking for a new apartment, and you have no idea the amount of havoc that a Negro couple can cause on an average middle class American city just walking down on a Sunday morning with a copy of the New York Times real estate section under his arm. Every time you ring a bell, the cat says, go away, we rented it already. Rented it already. Go away. We ain't in. We ain't in. We rented it at 4 o'clock this morning. But we finally got a place. And I found out what middle income means. Middle income means if you steal, you can make the rent. We got 3.5 rooms for $300 a month. And the half is the terrace. So we move in there, you know, and I've heard a lot of people complain about how thin the walls are, and it's miserable, you know. And you, So we're sitting up there, the wife and I are sitting in the bedroom, and we're reading, she's reading, I'm reading, and we hear the newlyweds next door saying, oh, darling, I love you. Oh, my, ooh, oh, darling, ooh. And she looks at me, and I say, don't look at me, I ain't doing nothing. You know, when I moved in there, it said, Mr. and Mrs. Cambridge, welcome to West Urban Village. We hope you will become a part of our official family and share in community activities. Them walls are so thin, you can't help but share in community activities. They talk about how cold and impersonal New Yorkers are. Heck, I know all of my neighbors intimately. I get in the bathroom, I'm undressing to take a bath, and I hear this deep bass voice next door. Sounds like it's in the room with me singing, come to me, my melancholy baby. I never thought going to the bathroom was a social experience. It's enough to give you a complex. And you know, you can't even have an argument anymore at home. You know, but fortunately, all my neighbors know that my wife and I are actors, you know, so I can get away with it. So when my wife hollers at me something like, how dare you talk to me that way, you beast? I say, darling, do you think we've been rehearsing a little too long? Please? And you know, it has gotten to a point where you get on that elevator in the morning and you can't look anybody in the eye. See, because you get on the elevator in the morning, you say, good morning. And you know, when you move into these new middle-income places, you begin to feel a little guilty, you know, because what happens is you remember when you're living in that old apartment, you know, with the walls painted green, you know, and the rats that you all knew personally by name. You know, you'd say, oh, there's Lancelot. How are you, Lancelot? Cheese and crackers, they're over there on the radio. Don't bite the baby, protein is bad for you. Want a little Oleo? Right over there, yes indeed. You know, you remember the ceiling falls and hits you in the head, you know, you say, oh, put on your helmet, here it comes. You know, so you feel very guilty about this and you have to compensate for it, right? So you know how my wife compensates? My wife is on a back to your roots kick. You know, she's got her hair cut in the natural style now, very close, you know, and she doesn't press her hair anymore. And she looks a lot like Jomo Kenyatta. And the whole apartment is done in African motif. We got more African art in our apartment than Kwame Nkrumah. We got ivory tusk hassocks and ivory tusk couch. You try sitting on one of those, yeah. And then she's done the bedroom in brown. The whole thing, the drapes, the ceiling, the carpet, the spread, the pillow. One day she took a bath and came into the room. It took me 3 hours to find her. Smile. You know, so that's a little agonizing. I got really fed up with the whole middle income scene, you know, and I had to get out of this apartment. I just wanted a house of my own, you know, in the suburbs. But I'm stuck with a 3-year lease, you know, and how do you break a 3-year lease, you know? And then I had a stroke of genius because I remembered that when I made the film version of Pearly Victorious, we shot it all indoors, but we had to show miles and miles of cotton fields. So we had these artificial cotton bushes made up. So I got me about 500 of those artificial cotton bushes and put them out on my terrace. And I'd get out there with my watering can in the morning, my straw hat, and say, yes, I'm glad to be out here. I was just ordering the barbecue outfit when they called and told me, like, I could break the lease. So I was overjoyed. And we started looking for a house in the suburbs. And when you look for a house in the suburbs, you must realize that there's a whole new phenomenon that we're all becoming more familiar with. It's called block busting. Now, block busting is when one of our colored brothers moves into an all-white neighborhood and the property values are supposed to tumble and the white people are supposed to panic. And they end up throwing bricks and bombs and burning crosses. And what the white people don't realize is
that Negro that's living there, he's not afraid of bricks and bombs and burning crosses. He's afraid that another Negro will move in the neighborhood. Tell it like it is. I can remember we were the first on our block, and I remember my mother running in the house and saying, "Look, they are moving in." I said, "Ma, do you know that they are us?" I got off the bus one day in Scarsdale by accident, and in the 15 minutes it took me to get another bus, property values dropped 50%. Oh, it's getting good to you, yeah. Enjoy yourself, soul brother. You know, and they have a new type of Negro who lives in those very plush suburban neighborhoods, you know, like he doesn't want to hear about the racial problem. He says, "It's not my problem." You know, so he drives that long car and he leaves it parked like in the city, and he says he's going to walk home to the suburbs because he's keeping up with the physical fitness program of the government, you know. And we know if he park it in front of the house, the man going to repossess it, you know. The truth can never hurt you, you know. And, you know, and the funny thing about it is you run into these people all over the place. I know when I just gotten out of college, I was wearing like my 12-button suit, you know, in the attaché case. And I was looking for a job, you know, and I ran into this cat in the lobby of this building in Park Avenue, and there he was, my soul brother, sweeping and mopping the floor, you know. But I was very glad to see him, and I walked up to him and I said, "Ah, my man," I said, "could you tell me where I could find the personnel office?" And he said, "We don't hire color." I said, "I'm hip." I ran into this cat going back to the suburbs in the afternoon with his overalls and his attaché case. And he had his very thin umbrella, and he sat down next to this white bejeweled dowager. And they were heading up there to Scarsdale. As he sat down next to her, she went, "Oh, colored people." And he said, "Colored people, where? And it's the type of time when he goes to the store to buy a watermelon, he is so ashamed he tells the man, "Wrap it up." "Put handles on it." You meet him on the street and say, "Hey, baby, what you got there?" He says, "Oh, I got my bowling ball." Have you ever seen an oblong bowling ball? And then he takes it home, and he won't eat it in the dining room because he's afraid somebody see him through that big picture window. Takes it in the closet and goes, seeds rind and all. And when he drives out from Scarsdale, as soon as he gets to a Negro neighborhood, he acts just like the white people do. First thing he says is, "Lock your doors. Colored people live here." Which is ridiculous, because he ought to remember he used to be colored. Of course, I'll tell you, I don't blame people for not wanting us to live in their neighborhoods, because we have a very high crime rate. All the big criminals is colored. Al Capone was colored. Dan Dillinger was colored. Elliot Ness is colored. And if they ever find out about it, he'll never be on television again. I keep telling all my white actor friends, "Go on, fool, keep tanning. You tan yourself out of a job." And I have a whole lot of experience to prove it.